The Money Podcast with your hosts, Justin Harrison and David Bester. Money, 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 money. Let's talk about money.
Welcome to another episode of the Money Podcast with myself, David Bester, and my co-host, Justin Harrison. In this episode, we will be discussing compound interest and why it is one of the secrets to generating wealth. Albert Einstein once described compound interest as the eighth wonder of the world, saying it is possibly one of the greatest inventions of mankind. In this episode of the Money Podcast, we are going to discuss how you can generate wealth using compound interest, and we are going to introduce you to the rule of 72. So Justin, can you give a simple explanation of what compound interest is and explain why compound interest is so important in the overall wealth equation?
So compound interest is basically interest on interest. Now, an easy way to understand this, let's say you invested $1,000 and your return that you're getting every year is 10%. In year one, you're basically going to make $100 off interest, right? In the second year, though, if you're earning interest on interest, you're going to start earning interest on $1,100. Now, this doesn't sound very significant in the short term, but when you take this and you extrapolate it over a number of years, it is incredibly powerful. Now, the big thing is, of course, with compound interest, it can either work for you or it can work against you. Unfortunately for most people, when it comes to debt, they have this equation working against them. For those who are really smart and understand compound interest, they use it to the maximum power when it comes to investments. And this is one of the ways that people generate wealth.
Yes, and I think that is why pension funds were invented. I think governments realized that people will eventually become a burden on them. And for that, they also realize that people don't save, you know, and they don't know about the power of compound interest. And that's one of the reasons why you can't take your money out of a pension fund, is they force you to save in order to make use of that compound interest to work for you in the long term.
The biggest thing about compound interest is that you need time to really understand the true multiplication effect. And so if you are able to do it for longer, you will see the maximum returns.
So why is it then that most people are completely unaware of the effects of compound interest?
The first thing is obviously people are not investing their money for long enough. That's the first biggest problem that we see. So most people are not taking a 5, a 10-year, or a 20-year investment window. They're looking sort of at a year or 2 years. And the problem is compound interest only really takes effect after a couple of years. And you only really start to see the power of compounding after consecutive years. And so that, I think, is the one big problem. The other big problem is definitely the fact that people, especially when it comes to loans, are not looking at the capital amounts. If people really had to start looking at the capital amounts, they would start to understand the effects of compound interest. Now, recently in the lending space, most lenders have to show the capital amount borrowed and the capital amount repaid. And I think for the first time ever, people are actually starting to see what the true cost of loans are. In the past, people would simply look at the monthly repayment. But when you add up, for example, what you pay for the purchase price of a car or a house, and then figure out what you pay at the end of it once you finish paying it, the compound interest is absolutely astronomical.
Yes, I think for most people, it is something that is very difficult to visualize, you know. I always see it as practical versus theory. Let's assume you've got a bodybuilder. If he reads all the books he wants, then he will never become a bodybuilder if he doesn't physically go to the gym. And I think that's the problem for most people as well. They can't really visualize the outcome that compound interest will have for them.
And I think beyond that is exactly what we were saying earlier. You need to practice this consistently for a number of years to really truly see the effects.
So what is the magical rule of 72 then, and why is this so important?
The rule of 72 is really the simplest equation in the book to really understand the multiplication effects of compound interest. And what I love about the rule of 72 is once you explain it to somebody, they'll get it and they'll understand it, and it's something that can take with them forever. So essentially what the rule of 72 is this. If you take the interest rate that you're going to be paying or the interest rate that you're going to be earning, and you basically take 72 and you divide it by that interest rate, that will tell you how long it will take for the capital to basically double, or in the case of debt, how long it's going to take to double the asset cost that you purchased. So a simple way to explain this is, let's say you put a certain amount of money in the bank and you're earning, let's say, 10% interest. What the rule of 72 does is it tells you how long it's going to take to double your money. So you take 72 divided by 10, which is your interest rate, that's going to give you 7.2. If you reinvest all of the interest every year and you don't withdraw anything, it's going to take you 7.2 years to double your money. Now, if you earn 20% interest, it's going to take you 3.6 years to double your money. And what is so fantastic about this equation, absolutely anybody can understand it. And once you understand what it takes to double money, and it's essentially just two things, it's time and compound interest, then you really can start getting excited about the power and the effects of compound interest.
Yes, I absolutely love this rule. It gives you a roadmap to work with. So you can basically do the inverse then, and then you can figure out, well, I need X amount interest in order to reach my goal and to double my money. So on the subject then of reinvesting, why is it so important to reinvest to be able to take advantage of compound interest?
So one of the big things about compound interest is that, of course, your money grows exponentially over time. It's like doing the calculation, 1 plus 1 is 2, 2 plus 2 is 4, 4 plus 4 is 8, 8 plus 8 is 16. Things speed up the more time you give it. So a great example I've got of this is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, when he got to the age of 60, was nowhere near the financial position he's in right now. He became a billionaire only in the last couple of years, and that is because of the effects of compound interest. And this is the way compound interest works. It really has its maximum effect at the tail end of the investment because you're working with larger numbers. In that example I just gave of 1 plus 1, 2 plus 2, 4 plus 4, you start to understand that the numbers multiply quicker as you get towards the tail end of the investment. And so this is one of the reasons why reinvesting every single bit of interest that you earn is absolutely vital to taking advantage of compound interest. The other thing I would add to that is if you have an investment that you're earning interest off, if you can make additional monthly contributions to it, you're just going to speed up the entire process so much more. And so even for somebody who doesn't earn a huge amount of money, if they started off very early in life just setting money aside and never touching that money and doing it on a consistent basis, they would be able to retire comfortably and wealthy just by taking advantage of compound interest.
I think that was such a great example. If I can give another example of Warren Buffett, he obviously paid a small fortune for his Apple shares, right? But if you look back on where he started when he bought it and where he is now, the amount of money that he made from his dividends alone actually paid for his whole investment. So you can basically see it as free money, and that's just because of compound interest compounding the investment.
Well, that's exactly the way I see compound interest. It is the closest thing to free money that you will ever come across. Now, the problem is if you're on the opposite side of that and you're paying debt, that changes things completely. But as an investor, this is the closest thing you'll ever get to free money.
So how can people then get out of the cycle of paying compound interest on their debt?
It's a very, very simple formula. All you have to do is contribute more money to your debt as often as possible. So every month, make an effort to contribute a little bit extra. If you can shave 2 or 3 years off the repayments of something that you've purchased, or, you know, say for example a house, instead of paying it over 20 years versus 10 years, you're almost going to pay back half the amount of money, because the majority of debt that you take on that you're repaying is interest repayments. And you only fully start to understand that when you start looking at what your initial loan was and what you actually going to repay over the entire lifetime of a loan. And so especially with home loans, if you can just contribute a small percentage extra every month, you can literally move from a 20-year home loan down to a 10-year home loan. It is that powerful.
Yes, this is actually something that we spoke about in the episode about negotiating. And it's something that very few people actually do. I think if you are in a situation where you've got a boatload of debt, then simply go to your creditors and ask them for a better interest rate. If you don't ask, you will not get. So I think that's really important. Make sure to negotiate better rates and simply just ask for it.
If you can lower your rate, if you can increase your repayments, you're going to reduce the amount of time, which is going to reduce the overall amount of debt that you're going to repay.
Yes, and obviously don't take on more debt. Compound interest is one of the secrets to generating wealth. Those who understand it, earn it. Those who don't, pay it. If you are serious about generating wealth and financial freedom, then you need to start putting the power of compound interest to work for you. as we bring to a close the first season of the Money Podcast, we would like to thank you for listening to our podcast, and we hope that you have been getting value from our content. We will be taking a short break from the podcast, and we will be back in a few weeks with a brand new season of the Money Podcast. So please make sure you turn on notifications and follow our podcast to get notified when we release the new season. In the meantime, if you have not listened to the other episodes in this season, definitely check them out and take a listen while we put together a new season podcast for you. If you would like to connect with us directly, please visit our YouTube channel or Facebook page.
You've been listening to the Money Podcast. To get access to our future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast via your podcast app. And be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Global Money Academy.